All right, Terry Lawrence, and thank you for returning my phone call. Tell me what has been going on with this boil water order.
Well, we do testing monthly of our entire system. There's 40 sites that we monitor. The site that's located at 21st and Dewey, when we tested it on Wednesday, we send that test to an independent laboratory. They notified us late Thursday that the site had had E. coli present in the sample. We tested it again on Friday. Sent it to the independent laboratory. On the results that we received this afternoon, there was no E. coli in that sample, but it did test positive for coliform, which is an indicator organism or indicator bacteria. We also had tested on Friday or sampled sites adjacent to the failed site on 21st and Dewey. Those sites tested negative for both E. coli and coliform. None of our other sites tested positive for any of that bacteriological activity. But because we had an E. coli test and a subsequent coliform test, the state issued a boil order for us. So we are currently flushing the area that tested positive for those indicators. And we are going to test the entire system. We're pulling samples as we speak to send to the independent laboratory. And if all those samples come back negative, then the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality will remove the boil order, which could be as early as tomorrow evening.
Okay. And thank you for that update. Now, was there a bit of delay in DEQ notifying the city that they were going to be issuing this mandatory boil water order?
I'm not exactly, I wasn't involved with the actual communications with the state, but they issued the boil order and called us as they are issuing it or right after they issued it. So that's the exact timing I'm not certain on with it. When we sent it to the independent testing laboratory, that laboratory always shares the results with the Department of Environmental Quality, as well as with us, but it takes a day to get that. So I think I'm assuming is that once the Department of Environmental Quality received that second test result, even though the adjacent sites did not indicate any of those that bacteriological activity, they issued the boil order and then communicated that to us soon after.
Okay. So again, the important things for folks to remember is that it was only one site of 40 in the city that had the test, and as soon as, or tested positive, I should say, and as soon as that was done, you began flushing the system and doing additional testing at that site, in which time the E. coli indicator was no longer there. And to summarize everything, you're collecting sites from all 40 sites at this point, and those will be sent off to the independent laboratory. And if they come back okay, then this boil order could be lifted as early as tomorrow.
Correct. Yeah. So we're not sampling every site or all the 40 locations. We're sampling in quadrants of the city so that it provides an overall water picture of the entire system there. So
Okay.
we won't be sampling at every site. It's going to be more of the major locations or kind of the quadrants of the city so that we can represent a picture of what the water quality is.
Okay. And as soon as that boil water order is lifted, whatever day that may be, I'm assuming the city will notify folks in various ways of communication, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Terry Lawrenson, Water Utilities Director for the City of Bartlesville. Thank you for returning our phone call.
All right. Thanks, Nathan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.